Does your child participate in social skills group at school? Maybe your child goes to speech and language therapy once a week, or perhaps the teacher works with an occupational therapist to find ways to improve your child's writing skills. These are all ways of your child benefiting from what we call in the special ed world related services. On my last solo episode, I talked about related services. This time, we're going to dive a little bit deeper and what they are and what the roles are of related service providers. Hello, special ed strategist. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I'm a mom of three, and I have sat at both sides of the IEP table as a parent and a professional. The world of special education can seem overwhelming and scary, even for me as a parent. And I have extensive special ed training, but I've got you. In my solo episode of The Special Education Strategist, I'm here to break down the IEP process, help reduce the stress, and empower you and your child. Through the IEP table, I learned to improve outcomes, be informed, be prepared, and become a partner with the IEP team. If you are new to special education, feel like your child should be evaluated for special education, or just a curious learner, join me as we dive in and strategize and take your special education worries to wins. So let's continue our conversation about related services and diving a bit deeper. Related services help kids meet educational goals, but these services aren't necessarily specialized instruction. So when we think about an IEP, an individualized education plan, we think about specialized instruction. Related services are typically part of your child's individualized education plan or IEP, and some kids even receive related services through a 504 plan. And even in some cases, related services are the only special education service a child may receive. Let's look at the law for a second. So in section 300.34, our law states, our federal law, related service means supportive services as required to assist a child with a disability to benefit from special education. It also goes into depth about each service and why they incorporate. For example, physical therapy means services provided by a qualified physical therapist. So related services encompasses various supports that can be put into place to support your child. By a licensed professional, they provide these services to ensure that each child gets what they need from someone with significant knowledge and practice. So what exactly are the roles of related services providers? So if you have counseling services, that's going to be services that's going to be provided by a social worker, a psychologist, a guidance counselor, or another qualified professional. Here's a pro tip. If your child is receiving counseling services on their IEP, take a look. Ensure who's actually doing the providing of the services. So because it is counseling services, it could be a guidance counselor, but in your head, you're thinking it's a therapist. So make sure that you ask the question to your IEP team or check out your child's IEP to ensure who's actually providing that related services. Interpreting services, provide oral, cued, sign language services, transcription services, special interpreting services for children who are deaf and blind. We also have medical services. Some of our children that have medical needs, that need something, medical attention during their school day, and that's a service provided by a licensed physician or a nurse, depending on the need of the child. Transportation is considered a related service, so travel to and from school, and around the school building, specialized equipment, whether it's an adapted bus, a lift, a ramp. Occupational therapy are services provided by a qualified occupational therapy. So it could be improving, developing, restoring, preventing impairment or loss of function. Orientation and mobility services. Parent counseling and training. This is one of the lesser known ones that I think every parent should know about in the event that they need it. So it's assisting parents in understanding the special needs of their child and developing the necessary skills that will allow them to support the implementation of the child's IEP or individualized family service plan. Physical therapy, recreational therapy, assessment of leisure functions, therapeutic recreation services, recreation programs in schools and community agencies, and leisure education. We also talk about rehabilitative counseling services. And so these are for our kiddos that are going to need support as they transition into the world, whether it's with employment, career development, achieving independence, integration in the workplace and community of a student with a disability. So as your child is getting older, if this is something that would fit, make sure that you're asking ahead of time. And when I say ahead of time, if we're talking about rehabilitative counseling services, oftentimes the services that are available beyond your school, and meaning in your community and your district, and even in your state, have wait lists. So now is the time to ask to ensure that your child is on a wait list if they need it, to understand the services that are available to your child, and to ensure that they're set up for success for future education, employment, and independence. All right. And then last, another one is speech and language pathology services. So identification, diagnostic, referral, provisions of services for children with speech or language impairment, counseling, guidance of parents, children, and teachers regarding speech and in language. So some tips to think about. Consider related services necessary to support both academic and non-academic participation and extracurricular activities. Consider integrating related services during naturally occurring opportunities that align with the student's school day to promote access to instruction in the least restrictive environment. For example, you could provide physical therapy during your recess or PE class. So the physical therapist would come in to that PE class or come outside to the playground and interact with the child there. They're receiving their services in a naturally occurring environment. Create opportunities for educators and related service personnel to collaborate and maintain consistent communication about student progress, even when barriers exist, meaning physical, if they're not in the same building. It's imperative that we continue that collaboration among our IEP team. If you feel your child needs related services, you can discuss this with your IEP team. Sometimes additional testing has to occur. You can always write that formal request for additional evaluations and provide that to your IEP team if something new comes up or you're curious and concerned about something impacting your child's access to school. And you can address these concerns at any time with your team. I hope that helps clarify what it's like for related services. Again, I'm your host, Wendy Taylor. I'm obsessed with helping families and professionals bridge learning gaps, access special education services, and build kick-butt IEPs. Thank you again for strategizing with us and spending your precious time listening. If you've loved what you've heard, share this episode with a friend. Give us a like and a follow at Learning Essentials. Looking for free tips? Head on over to learningessentialsedu.com and you can download free tips to prepare for an IEP meeting, plus bonus questions to ask. If you need more special education support, visit Learning Essentials, where we provide an individualized and systematic approach to supporting students with various learning needs and differences through academic coaching, educational therapy, and Brain Camp, our executive function support model. Need IEP coaching? I've got you covered. Visit Learning Essentials for additional information.